While our politicians have been busy tripping over in India and debating the definition of misogyny, a grassroots organization is fighting hard for an important cause. In 2012, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people still are not recognized in the Constitution. Graham Backhouse finds out about an organization fighting hard to keep this issue alive.
Last month, the federal government announced that it was shelving the timetable for recognizing Aboriginal people in the Constitution, on the grounds that there was not enough community support for a successful referendum. Indigenous Affairs Minister Jenny Macklin told the ABC the government decided to postpone the vote to allow more time to build community awareness of the change. While the issue has fallen off the political radar, it is still very much to the fore of activists in the Indigenous community. Tanya Hosh is a Torres Strait Islander woman and the Deputy Campaign Director at You Me Unity, a not-for-profit organisation working towards Indigenous recognition in the Constitution.
I can say for myself just how important it is to take that step to do the decent and correct thing, to recognise that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people were here first, and to recognise the unique contribution that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have made to Australia and still do today. If we can make sure that those things are recognised in our founding document, it will bring us closer together as a nation and really try and help give us a road to move forward for Australians to have better relationships with the First Peoples.
An expert panel came up with specific areas of the Constitution that needed to be addressed.
They've raised a number of points, particularly in relation to removing a section of the Constitution that would enable the state to disallow people of a certain race to vote, for example, and I think a lot of Australians would be unaware that that's still in our Constitution. There's also some recommendations looking at recognising that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander languages are an important part of continuing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures today, and that they should be recognised along with English as our primary language in the country, and also looking at just exactly where in the Constitution that recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people should be set.
Despite the process being delayed significantly, Ms. Hosh says getting the timing right is more important than sticking to a timetable.
The government has recently made some comments about, and certainly the opposition and a number of political leaders, both in the Australian Parliament but also amongst Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander leadership, is that, you know, the most important thing is perhaps not the time, but making sure that we hold this referendum at a time that we can be more assured of success, and that's definitely what our focus is.
Ms. Hosh says she's confident Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people will eventually be recognised in the Constitution.
For many years, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people talking about this issue of constitutional recognition, I think we can be confident that there is good levels of support, but what we don't necessarily have across Australia at the moment is large levels of awareness of this issue and what it means. And so we're still at such an early stage in this process. Definitely way too early to call, but I am optimistic that if we can get enough Australians having this conversation, that people will feel comfortable and understand the logic behind setting this part of our constitution right.